You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We have a lot still to talk about on today's program. I do want to open up the phone lines for your calls before welcoming my guest, Stacey Montgomery, in the next hour. This hour, we will go to your calls, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We continue with the election 2024 news. But let's... Even beyond the election 2024, one thing that I just can't stop thinking about, which keeps cropping up in my mind, is the Young Turks, the likes of Anna Kasparian, who wrote a Substack article about how she moved away from some of her leftist positions because of how she was treated. And I just can't help but wonder, like, how did you not know that this is how you people are? And it's not just her. The other one that I like to bring up, Jamie Kilstein. Same type of thing, where there's a clip of Anna Kasparian talking about, I guess they used to do segments called, like, Karen. They're like Karen segments, where basically they would play videos of white women, like sort of like being abused by people and then freaking out about it. And then they play videos like mocking these people. And Anna Kasparian says something like, you know, she's like, I was never really super comfortable with those. It felt like, why are we playing? Like, this person's not a public person. We don't know the context. We don't know what happened before the video started rolling. And yet we're playing these videos and like destroying people's lives, even though we don't know the full context and don't know if we're even on the right side of this conflict. And it's like, how was that even a struggle? How is it that you're sitting there recognizing that what you're doing is literally, in your own words, destroying someone's life? Destroying someone's life. Like, these weren't just, wasn't like, oh, well, we embarrassed them on the internet and whatever, they have to live with it. They did something embarrassing and we laughed at them, so what? These people would get fired. These people would get arrested. These people would lose friendships and family members. People would be traumatized by this stuff. And in some of the cases, the women were clearly in the right. The case of the Central Park woman who was walking her dog, had her dog off leash, and this black guy was like trying to steal her dog and was like, said he was feeding it poison, and she calls the cops, and then her life gets ruined because people like the Young Turks. And the same thing happened with Jamie Kilstein, was he would talk about being on Twitter, being a leader of these lynch mobs. Yeah, went into hiding for 3 years after the viral video. Like, actually, let's just say this. More damage and impact on her life than anything Alex Jones ever did to anybody he's ever talked about. I'll keep it vague. But Jamie Kilstein is a comedian who would go on Twitter and would, like, he talks about how, like, every day he would wake up and be like, all right, whose life are we destroying today? And then they go, but, you know, both sides do it. And of course, like, no, we don't do this. Nobody does this on our side. We just don't. We just don't do this. I mean, it's insane to think that, like, there would be some segment on the show where I was like, I'm kind of uncomfortable doing this, but yeah, let's destroy people's lives over out of context video clips because they're white women and we hate white people. Like what a sickening mindset to have. And it's nice that people like Anna Kasparian or Jamie Kilstein can kind of come around to being like, oh, what we're doing is bad. Are we the baddies? Oh, wait a second. We're destroying people's lives who've never done anything wrong. Maybe that's not a good thing, but it only ever happens when the guns are turned on them. So when Anna Kasparian talks about basically being assaulted on the streets of LA and how, when she tried to bring that up, her own leftist allies demonized her and attacked her and said horrible things to her and acted like it was her that was victimizing the people that abused her. A progressive journalist unleashes on liberal intolerance that drove her away from the Democratic Party. But here's the real frustration I have with it. How can you not see how evil your side is until it's turned on you? How is it that you can't have just basic empathy to understand that what you're doing is bad and wrong and evil? Once you do realize it, how do you not understand that what happens to you? So happened to Anna Kasparian. She was assaulted by homeless people. When she brought it up, it was all the leftists saying, how dare you demonize homeless people? How dare you be racist against black people? Even though it was never, she said the people that did to her were white. Doesn't matter. And she's like, oh my God, this is horrible. I was a victim and here I am being yelled at and blamed and they're trying to make me feel bad. This is terrible. Is this what we've been doing to everybody else? Yes, it is. Lady, this is what you've been doing to everybody else. You are the bad ones. Jamie Kilstein, same type of thing. Would wake up, would take fake or unproven accusations and would destroy people's lives over it. And then one day he gets accused. And suddenly it's like, oh my gosh, what? Nobody's listening to me. Why are they believing all women? And it's just like, well, you're getting what you deserve. You are the ones who set up this paradigm. Now you're the ones succumbing to it. How do you not understand that this isn't an anomaly? It's not just you that's going through this. There's something baked in to this entire mindset, to the entire philosophy that you're operating under that is evil. It is bad. It does destroy innocent people. Like, how do you not realize this? And how do you not extrapolate it out and see that not only, you know, are you wrong for destroying the life of some poor woman who's abused by a black guy and then goes public with it and she's the one who gets destroyed? Like, yeah, obviously that's wrong and bad. It's sad that it took you so long to realize that after you've destroyed the woman's life, after you paid no price for it. You get to pretend to be sorry about that, but then continue doing it. And how do you not realize that it's like the same thing you do with organizations or nations or races? Like, how do you not realize that the same thing just happens over, like, I don't even know how to express it. But like, Anna Kasparian is like shocked that people would say you're demonizing your unhoused neighbors by talking about homeless people. How do you not realize that is central to your entire worldview? That it cannot just be you're just wrong about this one thing that you then experience and realize is wrong. How can you not extrapolate that to everything else? And one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is this tweet from Amuse. It was retweeted by Elon Musk. But part of what is at the heart of the liberal mindset, the leftist mindset, whatever you want to call it, is this idea of no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what role you fill professionally or culturally, your number one superlative mission is leftism. And that's how you judge every metric. That's how you, everything is framed in that view of pushing socialism, pushing communism, pushing leftism, pushing the degradation and destruction of the capitalistic, patriarchal, whatever you want to call it, the system that worked, that was painstakingly designed over thousands of years by moral people. You know, your number one goal is tearing down and destroying that, and everything else is secondary. Everything else, absolutely everything. That's why you elect people into office who the point of the office is, you know, flood mitigation, and yet they spend all of their time trying to push socialism to preschoolers, and then the flood comes and everybody dies. And you can't realize that it's because there's something broken in your political ideology that like precludes capable people, meritorious decisions being made. And so you've got this phenomenon taking place now with Tesla and SpaceX and Neuralink with Elon Musk, where all of these governmental regulatory bodies are going after every one of Elon Musk's companies, not because they're doing anything wrong, just like Trump didn't do anything wrong to get attacked through lawfare. But this is the world you're creating, where every single position of power will be occupied by somebody who has no interest in fulfilling even the most basic obligations of that office, and instead use their position. They envision, they see their position in that office only in terms of, I now have power to destroy. I now have power to wage war on my enemies, to destroy the lives of the people that we've decided are not worth anything. And it's like, again, just like somebody getting attacked by homeless people or their dog being stolen at the park and trying to call the cops. Can you not put yourself in the mindset of somebody like Elon Musk, who is trying to get things done, just trying to be a good businessman, just trying to not just make money, but build a future that's positive, and just everybody is tearing him down, everybody is trying to destroy him, and everybody on your side is cheering it on? Like, do you not, can you not fathom what a pain in the ass that would be, and how you are, once again, the bad guys, and how one day your industry will come under this type of scrutiny? One day you might do something like talk about your own experience being assaulted on the street that will piss off your side, and they'll come after you with the same fervor they're going after Elon Musk. How do you not understand where this is all going and how bad it is? Like,